Track 57.
Perhaps we could begin with harvesting, Mr. Sibierski. Who does that?
Well, the farms hire their own workers each season, generally students or local people.
And do they get any training?
That's the responsibility of each producer, but I know most of them do some. After all, it's in their own interests.
What about supervision and picking bonuses to make sure only sound fruit are picked?
Most farms pay a small productivity bonus if daily picking targets are met, but it encourages quantity rather than quality, I think. And I must admit, there's little supervision of the picking crews.
And how is the fruit packed for transfer to your cooler?
The pickers put them in standard wooden trays, 10 centimeters deep. Then the trays are placed on trailers, and when the trailer is full, it's pulled to our shed by tractor.
Isn't that rather long, Mr. Sibierski? I mean, how long do they take to get from the field to your cooler?
On average, I reckon 3 or 4 hours. Maybe more if several trailers arrive at the same time. In the cooler, the berries are cooled to a temperature of 3 degrees. Then they're placed in the storage shed until we can pack them.
I presume this storage shed is chilled too.
Well, yes, it is. The thermostat is kept on 2 degrees, but to be honest, we haven't got time to keep records. The picking season is always such a mad rush, you know, Ms. Van Peters.
Yes, I can imagine.
From storage, the strawberries go to the packing shed. But I'll let Clara tell you about that. She's been our packing shed supervisor for 7 years now, and she knows the job inside out. Clara.
Thanks, Piotr. Well, Miss Van Peters, the packing shed is where we put the berries into the punnets for retail sale in outlets like yours. It's seasonal work, and most people imagine that it's unskilled. But I can tell you that good packers are not easy to find.
And what about training and bonuses, things like that?
Of course, we give them basic training when they're hired. Fruit selection, careful handling to avoid bruising, that sort of thing. But they learn on the job, otherwise. They're paid according to what they pack in a day, so there aren't any bonuses. In fact, we've been looking at the idea of a bonus based on the quality of packing. You know, making sure that they don't put bruised or decaying berries in the packages, and so on. But quite honestly, it's not very easy to measure that sort of thing.
Yes, but it would certainly be a good idea, I'm sure, and there'd be benefits all along the line. As supervisor, do you check the quality of fruit being packed?
Not as much as I'd like. You see, I'm usually packing too, covering for absent staff, that sort of thing.
I see. Now, what about shipping?
Well, the punnets are loaded onto trucks for shipping to customers around Europe. Now, we require the trucks to have refrigeration systems and be cooled to zero before loading, but we don't check them systematically.
Well, thank you for your explanations, Mrs. Solak. Let me see. Ah, yes, one last question for the moment, Mr. Sibierski. I'm sure you're aware that the use of nitrogen fertilizers can lead to softer fruit, lower sugar content, and less flavor. Do your farmers use nitrogen?
Yes, I'm aware of the problem, Ms. Van Peters, and at the moment a lot of them still use it. But it's an expensive operation anyway, and most of the producers in the region are planting new varieties of strawberry which don't need nitrogen. So I reckon that the practice will have died out within the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, that's encouraging. Good. Now, perhaps we could go and look at your...